You are now listening to DJ
from here, yeah, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gonna crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock at your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I do this in my sleep. I sold kilos of coke, I'm guessing I could sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn. Kanye's, you got me. Freeway and Foxy, YG's, Tierra Marie, Petey, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if a guy's in my will somewhere, so he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh yeah, he don't even have to write rhymes. A dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bass is in the rear saying exactly what I've been saying practically my whole career. The diamond is fab, Bob, and mine is forever. Now the Louis Vuitton dawn's coming, couldn't be better. Lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Instead we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end of the dynasty sign, it would seem like forever. It's a mighty long time. I'm young, bitches. Good night.
Yo, Clue. I've been fucking hot since you was the question mark, man, nigga. Better let these little niggas know. Time is money. I'm back.
You want beef? Anybody just call my name. In the streets, SP in the Hall of Fame. Been the hardest nigga out, mad years in a row. Tell your bitch you ain't a pimp, you really a hoe. It's funny how you bluffing them suckers. Only time SP is with the cops is in cuff, motherfuckers. And you should listen up the first moment I spoke. Act up and get shot through your clothing like coke. And now that we back to the hoodies, extra clips in the footies. Have niggas looking, damn, how could he? Leave them niggas looking like that. And they ain't no gangsters, they ain't in Queens or Brooklyn like that. Heard niggas made it big time, no looking back. Me, I'm in the streets of Y.O. You would think I'm fucked up too, how I creep and ride slow. Then I hit Harlem in the Heights. Gotta play dyke before the night. White and M6, blue pipe and looking right. I ain't scared of shit, bitch, this is my life. Get it? If a nigga steal my chain, I feel his pain. But I'ma peel the whole block till they squeal his name. SP, don't play that shit. Ask your boss to try me. You won't okay that shit. Nigga say it's your girl, I lay that bitch. Had cracks since we been laying on A, that bitch. Lil nigga, I been OG. I go broke in New York, I got cash in the crib OT. And I'ma bring the pain like a toothache. Last thing I saw was his boot shake. I'm making the roof break. I get up in your mouth like toothpaste. I'm dark like Batman. This big gun is making you two-faced.
Yeah. DJ Clue. La 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 la.
Promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud.
I
want to
tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind. I was 3 years old when you and I moved to the shy. Late December, harsh winter gave me a cold. You picked me up something that was good for my soul. Famous homemade chicken soup, can I have another bowl? You work late nights just to keep on the lights. Mommy got the training wheel so I could keep on my bike. And you would give me anything in this world. Michael Jackson left the end of club but didn't get me on curl. And you never put no man over me. And I love you for that, mommy, can't you see? 7 years old, caught you with tears in your eyes. Cause a nigga cheating, telling you lies. Then I started to cry as we knelt on the kitchen floor. I said, mommy, I'ma love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gotta work no more. And I'ma get you that mansion that we couldn't afford. See, you're unbreakable, unmistakable, highly capable. Lady, that's making loot, a living legend too. Just look at what heaven do. Send us an angel, and I thank you, mama. I wanna scream so loud for you. Cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do, mama. I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. And I appreciate what you allow for me. I just want you to be proud of me. Forrest Gump, mama said, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama told me, go to school, get your doctorate. Something to fall back on, you could profit with. But still supported me when I did the opposite. Now I feel like it's things I gotta get, things I gotta do, just to prove to you, you was getting through. Can the choir please give me a verse of you? Are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? You're like a book of poetry. Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Turn one page and there's my mommy. Come on, mommy, just dance with me. Let the whole world see your dancing feet. Now when I say hey, y'all say mama. Now everybody answer me. Come on.
I wanna scream so loud. Second, they get up, you gon' get that benzo. Tint the windows, ride around the city and let your friends know.
Tell your job, you gotta fake them out. Since you brought me in this world, let me take you out to a restaurant, upper echelon. I'ma get you a jack, whatever else you want. Just tell me what kind of S-type Don the West like. Tell me the perfect color so I make it just right. It don't gotta be Mother's Day or your birthday for me to just call and say, mama,
I wanna scream so loud for you, cause I'm so proud of you, and let me tell you what I'm about to do. You know I love you so, I never let you go. Wrote this song just so you know, no matter where you go, my love is true.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with
damn,
no broke niggas.
Son, where'd you find
now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
DJ,
but she ain't messing with no broke
side,
niggas.
Side.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Salon with with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she'll have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down, get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Datsun. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the prize. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Yeah. It's 50 Cent. Young Buck. You make. The club jumping from beginning to the end. Go shawty, we back up in this bitch again. We party harder than you can imagine. You can run with losers or run with winners and win.
I feel the tension when I walk in the club. What? G-Unit to the socks, bitches all on the thug. Come on, a Henny on the rocks and a bottle of bull. I don't need security, this whole nickel enough. I came to ball with y'all, buy up the bar and all. So bitches call your hoes and niggas call your dog. I'm here to love your wife, keep her at home tonight. She might never come home again, nigga, I. G-Neck wrist, all life, my life. Like riding in Cashville and running all stoplights. Told me it's that real, I pray I keep living. My mama just had a dream of seeing me in prison. My daddy's a dope fiend and I don't really miss him. Ain't seen him in 10 years and a nigga still living. The same old tooth that we moved to a rhythm. 50 holler, get him, ball, you know I'm gon' get him.
I know you gon' let me shine and get mine. With no ID, I know you gon' let me shine and get mine. I know you gon' let me in with this nine. I know you gon' let me smoke up my weed. I know you gon' let me drink with no ID.
I know I'm sinning, but I'm winning at the same time. Took a couple shots from some niggas trying to take mine. I'm back on the block with a chop and a tech nine. Niggas shooting cops in the hood, running stop signs. G-Unit the game, we just doing what the thugs do. GD's Vice Lords, Crips and the Bloods too. Move, let me come through, it ain't a pair of hands. I'm riding in the old school, listening to some old dudes. My gold shining, them hoes crying. The handle of my 4-5 outlined in diamonds. Just left Cashville, about to fly to Miami. Hoping yeah, I'm watching Eminem perform at the Grammys. The reason niggas like Eric Benet probably can't stand me, cause I know money will make Holly Berry come out the baddest, bitch.
Y'all niggas in trouble, they should've never let me in. I know you gon' let me shine and get mine. I know you gon' let me in with this nine. I know you gon' let me smoke up my weed. I know you gon' let me drink with no ID. I know you gon' let me shine and get mine. I know you gon' let me in with this nine. I know you gon' let me smoke up my weed.
I know you gon' let me drink with no ID.
Teach him make a bounce back. Teach him how to stunt, teach him how to count stacks. Know where your hood at, bump if you want to. We 50 deep up in here, what you gon' do? Who want beef? I ain't come for no name calling. Don't be mad cause we is and you ain't ballin'. Get money is my motto for you broke folks. Can't spend your whole life paying on a car note. It's alright if you're still on the block, boy. See, I'm a cold young thug, not a hot boy. You know I do this for the streets and my peeps that's behind bars. As soon as they come home, I'm going by my own cars, young boy.
I know you gon' let me shine and get mine. I know you gon' let me in with this nine. I know you gon' let me smoke up my weed. I know you gon' let me drink with no ID. I know you gon' let me shine and get mine. I know you gon' let me in with this nine. I know you gon' let me smoke up my weed. I know you gon' let me drink with no ID.
Keep the club jumping from beginning to the end. Go shorty, we back up in this bitch again. We party harder than you can imagine. You can rumble roots or rumble winners and win.
It's your east side partner, Big Snoopy D.O. Turf like D.Lo, catch me on your TiVo. Yeah. Long Beach with me, the city and the turf chump. Get turf stump, fucking with the turf pump. I'm geeked up, I'm on my tiptoe. Turn it up, bitch, what you here for? I'm going all in, that's what I do. My little niggas jerking, what's up with you? Little rapping ass, niggas tapping out. I'm almost 20 in, the fuck you rapping about? My niggas built up, the homies going big. I'm all in the club, 20 crib. You see a G, you better know the deal. You see the colors, fool, I'm in the streets for real. I'm gigging on these hoes, do them like dominoes. I slam them on their back and tell them bombing up. That's what I heard him say. The 38, the same colors, the Chevrolet. 501 zone, gangsters looking good. I'm in the club, home, chucking up the hood. We the West boy, yeah, you see the shirt. Smoking on that Kobe, fucking with that perp. I gotta get her money, baby, hella thick. She said her name was Seven, call me Michael Vick. Cause I'm a dog, home, give him the dick and dash. Fuck what you call, folk, if I ain't hit the ass. I'm Snoopy Ego Dub, I get it popping good. And when I'm in the building, they get to popping up. They get to spending cash, screaming T.I.U. Now gon' turn it up, lil' mama, look at you. I'm gigging on these hoes, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back, and tell them bombing up. Dog chillin', looking like a million. Yeah, nigga got it, I'ma leave it to my children. Tonight I'm on some other shit, and baby loving it. Hella fast, grip the ass like an oven mitt. I'm gooped up, boy, rich as fuck, boy. Black and gold brakes, that's my truck, boy. I'm on my east side, shit, I'm working. I got the party going, and it's jerking. My niggas all on, we rolling out thick. Hoes getting in, you better pick a bitch. Cause when I shut it down, the party's over with. She called me Superman, I'm on my soldier shit. Boss dog, get him, I sick him and take him home. West Coast bitch, I'm on my fucking phone. I'm gigging on these hoes, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back and tell them bombing up.
shit back. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let's get it. Another exciting, extraordinary snow edition. The moment you've been waiting for. The big...
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Shout out to my nigga Zilla. Welcome, you disrespectful Mother Nature. To the keys to the streets. Street to the key. Key to the street. Whichever you want to slice it. Welcome. Congratulations. Made it through another week. You are here. God has a plan for you. And his plan is for your ass to tune in. Just to let you know. Ah, what a tumultuous week. What a crazy series of events of today between storms and fires and people getting fired and people getting let go and people getting put on and just, and now this, Draymond for three. No good.
Damn, son.
So anyway, that's right, I got a few of them back, yeah.
Just when y'all thought I wasn't here, I just wanted to let Southside talk for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, just let me just ramble on. Don't let me get you talking. I'll start getting political. See, the black man's plight was...
I was like, damn, people don't think I'm not here. Welcome to Keys to the Streets. I made it through the damn storm.
Ooh, ooh.
Listen, man, it took me... Yo, James Harden is a bitch, I swear to God. Anyway,
why?
It took me 2.5 hours to get home.
2.5.
I left work at 4:30. I didn't get home till about almost 7.
Jesus Christ.
Truck sliding. Car spinning.
Shit moving.
Shit move. All type of stuff. My car was sliding. But I pray to God that every person out on the road gets home safe. Not even home. Wherever your destination may be, get there safe. Be careful. It's really... But see, right now it's raining, which is a good thing. Because all the stuff can soften up, turn into slush. Whatever. But... shit, we was this close not having a show tonight.
That close.
But I made it.
Nigga, we made it.
I made it. Walked through the door like, yo, I made it, bruh.
We here, bruh.
But anyway, shout out to everybody out there on the road waiting for buses and stuff. I seen a lot of people on the bus stops just waiting.
Yeah, man.
Please
be
stay
careful
warm.
Out there.
Be careful. Safe. Get home safe.
Yeah, that's right. Be careful. Be safe today, man. This should
please
be real.
Do. Please be safe. Everybody, no matter what your means of transportation, if you're walking, driving, Uber, train, whatever. Be careful. Be safe.
Be safe. There's
a lot of accidents happening today.
Shit real.
Stuff was held back. Delay of 90 minutes and better traffic and all that. So
I almost didn't survive overnight. So you got to be careful out here. All right? You got to be careful.
Word. Be careful.
I looked up and said, snow, bitch, I'm out.
First of all, we was only supposed to get about an inch or two of snow.
The weatherman
with hella rain. They changed that shit quickly to 5 to 8 inches of snow.
Quickly. Real quick.
I'm like, where the hell is this storm coming from? From what I learned, it's coming from Canada.
It's always them Canadians.
Canadians, eh?
Eh?
Eh? Yeah, Canadians, eh?
Yeah, in Canada, eh? Nah, man.
Keys to the streets, eh?
Keys to the streets, but it was real outside today. It was really real. Motherfuckers was running for their lives, cars spinning out of control. And where the fuck was our mayor at? Normally when this shit happens, I don't give a fuck if it was 2 inches.
Yo, Bloomberg was on point. He had us ready.
Bloomberg had niggas clipped, had the snow clipped. Mother Nature ain't had shit on him. But this nigga here, I don't know what he was doing out here, but there wasn't a salt truck in sight. It wasn't nothing. Everybody was just, that shit was crazy. How you forecast it for 2 days and then the city wasn't prepared. No good,
know,
no
son.
Good today. You definitely get an F grade today.
That nigga get a negative F. Fuck out of here.
Negative F. Matter of fact, I don't even think you showed up for the test, nigga. How about that? How about that?
Man, come on, son. You knew about the snow from the very beginning. You mean to tell me that
this is New York City? This is New York City. We're supposed to always be prepared. You're talking about being prepared for every 9/11 post event and every terrorist threat. Snow's a threat, nigga.
Not one truck outside plowing. No salt throwing. Nothing.
People was running for their lives out there. Did not know how to get from point A to point B. It was crazy out there today. So
it's all good, though.
But if you made it home safe, you made it home good, you got that nice cup of hot chocolate, that cup of Hennessy.
I ain't going to lie to you, Seth. Part of me was like, I kind of hope the show's canceled because I just want to chill and drink hot chocolate and watch bad movies.
That's right. That's right. Just kick your feet.
Listen, y'all already know we about this Keys to the Street shit, but sometimes we just want a night for ourselves and just chill. I was going to chill, drink some hot chocolate, catch up with some Netflix.
Jay wanted to be in love tonight.
What?
You want the Netflix?
Shut up.
And 2K.
Word. That's going to be me later on. Me and 2K going to have a serious conversation later on tonight.
I'm trying to get this Diamond LeBron right now.
I bet you are. I bet
I'm
you
just
are.
Pouring out my troubles, y'all. So,
this nigga got a big-ass bottle of liquor. Fucking bottle taller than me.
Luckily, I mean, normally I have a ritual that happens on snow days, but I was too far. I was coming back from Brooklyn, so I didn't have a chance. But normally this is what I do. I'll definitely get something to drink, and I'll go to my seafood spot on, I believe, it's 174th in Jamaica. And if you know what I'm talking about, the steamed fish spot. So I will go there.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, get me an order of some steamed crabs. And when it's blizzard time, lock in. All right. I will sit there like the fat pig I am. I'll put a paper towel over my shirt. I'll make a bib. Take my watch off.
Damn, son.
And then I would just go in. All right? Be no holds barred. I don't want nobody to see me on that run. All right? That's straight. You know sometimes when you make them crab leg runs, you don't want nobody present. Well, as you go in.
I'm allergic to that shit, so I wouldn't know.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, man, you never been there.
Yeah. I've been there for fish. Steam fish, regular fish, you know what I'm saying, whiting, shit like that. But
that's the messiest shit ever. But it feels so good after you crack that last crab leg and you're just sitting there with the crab parts all on your cheek.
Yo, listen. It's a lot of people always telling me, Jay, you don't know what you're missing.
I'm telling you, man.
Blah, 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 all types of shit.
Oh, you dip some butter in that shit.
Don't get me wrong. It smells amazing. I just can't have none. It's not my thing.
I respect it.
I'm allergic.
Shout out to all our check-ins. Shout out to motherfucking Hannibals. Shout out to my BBW bunnies. Shout out to Artists on the Rise as we get ready for another Freestyle Friday that's coming up. So
Freestyle Friday, November 30th, hosted by yours truly.
Hosted by Jay from Keys to the Streets.
Jay.
And we also got Icy Fashion Junkie, who will be co-hosting. So this is a great collaboration we have of making two shows into one. Shout out to Jack Black also. Shout out to Aloha Lounge. We will be there on the 30th also. So we are trying to stretch the antenna. So let us know if you need us to pull up, show up, or, you know what I mean, show us some coverage. Let us know. I'm giving y'all my personal guarantee because last week I had a bad episode where my laptop went down. All right? Whole laptop, you know, rest in peace to her. Not really rest in peace. She's actually being resurrected for someone else who needs a screen and everything, so we're going to put that hard drive in there.
Yeah, you got a new laptop. Check you out.
Shout out to my bro Thirst On for making that transaction happen. And so basically I got me another HP, but this is like a tablet sort of. So I can flip it all the way around like a tablet. It's got the size I need, the speed I need. And I'm going to be pushing out videos a lot faster, a lot better, and everything. So just fuck with us. Like I said, now I'm heavily get to go onto the lab. Like my old, like my other computer was like, everything was so like 5-6 years ago, and I'm trying to put 2018 shit in there, and it just was not working out right. It wasn't working out right whatsoever. So I had to switch it up. You got to upgrade. That's a life tip too, all right? Stop trying to put new shit into old shit, all right? That old shit will break down. Okay? Can't happen. Just make it all new. But, yeah, man. Let's talk about your boy, Mello.
Yeah, my boy.
I had a friend of mine that I wanted to flame a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Because he actually had the audacity. Shout out to my boy Fritz. Fritz, I'm in his sports talk group. My boy, Joey, had the nerve to put up a post. It put Mello and Kobe in the same sentence bracket. I forgot what it was. I don't even want to go back and revisit it because I felt it disrespectful. I told him, you better put some respect on Kobe's name.
Why are we even talking about that?
Huh?
Why are we even talking about that?
Because this nigga laughed at the notion of coming off the bench, but you can't even play better than the bench players. This just goes to show hard work pays off. Carmelo is a prime example of hard work pays off. He did not exercise that. He, on his off season, you want me to tell you what Melo used to do? Hang out with Lala. Be on Love and Hip Hop. Doing this, doing that. You are a dinosaur in a cyborg league now. And what I mean by that is that the league has passed you by. Like your slow, sloppy play and all that, the league has passed you by. People want to play together. People want to excel. People want stats. People want numbers. And you're not quick. Like they exploited him so bad. The reason why it didn't work in Houston, they said it plain up. Number one, is defensively, niggas was taking advantage of Melo. Defensively, they would switch off on Melo. And, like, the hottest scorer would play against Melo can't follow you. Melo can't, like, he was so limited on defense, it wasn't even funny. Now, if this nigga's lighting you up over here, what are they going to do with the rest of the team? Like, yeah. And like, offensively, he struggled, bro. And here it is, LeBron is at the same speed as you, came out the same year as you, and is light years ahead of you. And it looks bad on your resume, bro. Like, you can't even...
Even Dwayne Wade doing this thing. They all came out... They all class of 2003.
That's what I'm saying. And he... Because he didn't work on his game, he didn't work on his body. He didn't work... Like, when those 10 years, all of a sudden he got to New York, he got fat, he got lazy, and thinking he's the man, and...
Listen, I'm looking at the game right now, and that shit is not even jam-packed. It's not even a sellout crowd.
Because they know right now their team ain't shit. Houston don't have the same hunger because they don't have the same group of guys who believe him. People underestimate Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza was originally a L.A. Laker. He helped us win those two chips, okay? And then he cashed out. Yes, he did. He was on that team.
He only has one.
He's got two. He was there
he
2 years.
He has one.
Oh, he's got one?
Yeah, he has one chip.
Oh, he checked out that next year. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He checked out that next year. And then we got somebody else to replace him and went back. And that was young Trevor Ariza. And we knew, you know what I mean? But he banked on himself. That's what he does. That's what he does. And you guys ain't keep him. Y'all fucked up. Fucked up in the game, so.
Big time.
Now look at these niggas look soft. James Harden, 0 for 5. Everybody been telling me who to jack. I'm not jacking nobody in the NBA until I see something. I know, just like when I jacked Kobe, even though I was a Lakers fan, I knew. Remember, we had Eddie Jones and Kobe. I knew that Kobe was going to be way better than Eddie Jones.
I remember Eddie Jones, man.
And then everybody used to jack Eddie Jones. I just sat back like, y'all niggas is crazy. So.
Eddie Jones used to do his thing in Miami, too.
Yeah, but he was only limited. He wasn't a leader. He wasn't, like, it was a difference when Kobe took that court. You saw it. When him and Eddie Jones was on the court, Eddie Jones used to defer to Kobe.
Fuck all that. Let's talk about some old school players.
Yeah.
This one person just came to mind. Glenn Rice.
Oh, yeah. Wait, before the knees or after?
Damn.
I blame niggas.
Before the knees.
Charlotte Glenn Rice.
Charlotte Glenn Rice.
Not Laker Glenn Rice.
Not Glass Knees Glenn Rice.
Not Laker Glenn Rice.
Glass Knees.
Yeah. He was the first nigga with those. But you always know when he was on the court because he had all that knee pad shit around. Like, don't touch me, nigga.
Nigga had glass knees. He said, don't touch me, nigga. Like, chill, don't touch me. I'm fragile. Yo, real quick, shout out to everybody listening to the show right now. I'm not going to name any names because a lot of people tuning in. It's about but shout out to everyone tuning in. Shout out to you. You know who you are. It's about to go down. Are you serious?
Shout out to everybody. It's about to go down.
But,
yeah.
We don't have a top five set up because we didn't think we was going to do the show, but we're going to do a top three.
And my shit is wrapped, too. You keep my library, be a top five, be a top three, be a top two.
Nah, we're going to do a top three. We're going to do a top three in a little while. But we want to say real quick, rest in peace to Kim Porter. I found out this afternoon on my way home.
Yeah, man, R.I.P.
That she passed away. They found her dead in
47 is way
a hotel room or something like that. Age, she was 47 years old, too young.
She went out like Whitney?
No, there's no details. I hope it wasn't drug related, but there's no details.
Normally when they find you in a bathtub, if you ain't gag bound, it wasn't no hotel freaky shit, 9 times out of 10.
It's drugs?
It's drugs.
I mean, people could have had a heart attack or...
Nah, son, you way too... She's 47.
You don't know... That don't mean anything. People have
attacks. And you're getting alimony by P. Diddy? How is life? I mean, I understand. There's famous people that take their life every day, B, but I'm just saying. She ain't had to do much. And you're only 47. Like, what the fuck was going on?
I don't know, but I guess details will be out tomorrow, but rest in peace to her.
Pay attention when your
condolences
pharmacist...
Condolences to...
Pay attention when your pharmacist go on vacation, okay?
What?
Hold on.
But, condolences to Diddy and the whole family, and it's a sad... Sad tragedy. And I'm over here yawning on the mic.
This
also,
nigga.
Rest in peace to Stan Lee, legend. If you know who Stan Lee is, if you are a Marvel head, you already know. You already know. But rest in peace to Stan Lee. I think I'm going to get my Marvel shirts real soon. And, that's about it. Southside.
Aha.
Give the people your synopsis on Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, great man, great legacy. His legacy will live on. As a matter of fact, I'm up to Ant-Man now on my Marvel tour. So my next movie will be the one I've been waiting to watch, Civil War. So I can't wait for that. So I'm actually trying to, you know what's so funny when I started this Marvel journey? Here's the thing. So people will think in your head, you're just talking shit, Salph. You're just talking shit. But I swear to you, before we got the Stan Lee news, I said to myself, damn, Stan Lee's still around. Because I've been watching the Marvel movies. I'm like, damn, this nigga still be... But he be saying funny lines sometime in the movie. So it made me think of him like, I'm just randomly... Like, when I go for random walks to the store, like all sorts of stuff, I encourage you, listen, even if you do what you do, take a walk to the store. Just no music. No iTunes, no social media. Just take a walk to the store with your thoughts. And sometimes shit just pops in your head. And so I'm thinking about Stan Lee. I'm like, damn, this dude been around for a minute. And then boom, one day later. I hate thinking of people because one day later, that's when they knew. Then I'm thinking about Avatar the other day. And so, we got the news today that the new Avatar will be out in 2020. The reason why, you know why he kept pushing it back? Because of Star Wars. It was originally supposed to come out a couple of years ago, but because of Star Wars, he didn't want to run up against that. He didn't want to run up against George Lucas. Like, why would you do that? Like, trying to have two big sci-fi movies at that, you would really split that money. Like, Avatar needs his own lane that year. But I feel that 2020 might be a little too late. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Here's what I want you to do right now, off the top of your head. Name me 5 movies you want to see this year. Go.
Damn. Shit. I wanted to? Or I went to?
Just name me five movies this year, bro, right now. I even gave you a few seconds, so here you go.
Call me on guard. Shit. Fuck. What you call it?
Damn, son.
Ant-Man 2.
God.
I wanted to see it.
All right. Stop right there. There's no even need to even go anymore.
No, because I'm trying to figure out the movie that I already saw, and there's a part two to it, and my fucking brain is not working.
You proved my point, though.
Deadpool.
Okay, and all of these were sequels of another movie, yeah, so it wasn't like
Deadpool,
you went to go see
Deadpool
the original
too,
movie.
I went to see that. I haven't seen much this year.
My point exactly. Here's what happened. I'm going to break this down for you, because I have to start giving this information out because of, oh, shit. If I hold on to it, it means nothing. Ever since the Batman shooting. Okay, I see you, Houston. Ever since the Batman shooting, movies have been more directed, like the movie industry has been more directed to streaming at home. Everything is being compromised out there. Schools, churches, movie theaters, malls, post offices, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere public sanctuaries are being... So, movies and everything has been directed towards of home theater, home streaming. Streaming devices have taken over. I told niggas about Roku 5 years ago. Now you can't find a TV that doesn't have Roku in it. I had Roku 5 years ago. All right? So, streaming is the way to go. Same thing with movies. Movies hit the theaters. 2 months later, you can catch it on Amazon. It's that real. So they're pushing things more towards streaming. There's not going to be nothing in the theaters for people to go to. So my point is that by 2020, do you really think there's going to be an audience that wants to go see Avatar in the movie theaters? Because the last time we went to a big movie theater showing, which was Batman, which was the biggest movie after The Dark Knight, what happened? Somebody took advantage of that and decided to kill people. It's happening too frequently. Until they change some gun laws or do something, it's happening too frequently. And that's why I feel, you know, I feel you waited too long. Think about it. We're in 2018 now. You can't even name five movies that were hot this year. You can't.
I can't. I really can't.
Everybody that asks this question struggle with two, my nigga.
Like me, I struggle with two.
Like two. So it's like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I love my, I'm at home, man. Fuck that. Theater's at home. Fuck that, man. That's why they got 60, 70-inch TVs. They ain't advertising no 20-inch. They ain't even advertising 42 inches no more. When's the last time you saw advertising for a 42-inch? It's 60 or better. Project niggas got 60 inches now, all right? That shit wasn't a possibility 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's crazy out here, man. That's all. Just my thoughts. Just my thoughts. Southside's corner.
Damn, son. But hey, listen, we're going to come right back. Like, right back. We're going to play two quick tracks. We're going to come right back. Keys to the streets.
We're going
to
keep this on a... Just keep it on a throw.
Yeah, we'll be right back, y'all. Keys to the streets. Stay tuned.
Mainly because my library is fucked up.
Damn, son.
I said keys to the streets. Stay tuned, goddammit.
These niggas want me dead.
Better watch your step.
Prices on my head.
I cock my shit and I pop
but I ain't
my
gonna
shit.
Change.
Don't play that shit.
G-Unit, do your thing. These niggas want me dead.
Better watch your step.
Put prices on my head.
Cause I cock my shit and I pop
but I ain't
my
gonna
shit.
Change.
Don't play that shit.
G-Unit, do your thing.
Some say I'm crazy for signing with 50 Cent. Them same niggas went off and they give me shit. Niggas hate you when you rich, but love when you broke. I never knew I had so many enemies before. My arms is open to anybody who won't keep. I promise you I won't sleep till y'all lay in 6 feet. G-Unit, that's what it is, that's what it's gonna be. Benzino order source can't hold me. I've been heaven sent to put an end to this nonsense. The handle of this profile, a knock him unconscious. Most of these rappers throw bricks and hide they hand. Come to our shows and go hide behind they man, they hold. I understand I'm a target, I'm on top. But understand if you started, I'm gon' pop. I'm not an artist, fuck is a street farmer. One of the smartest that gon' get money regardless. Yeah.
These niggas gon' be dead.
Watch your step.
Prices on my hips.
I cock my shit and I pop
but I
my
gonna
shit.
Change.
Don't play that shit.
G-Unit, do your thing. These niggas want me dead.
Better watch your step.
Put prices on my hips.
Cause I cock my shit and I pop
but
my
I ain't gonna
shit.
Change.
Don't play that shit.
My eyes low, hydro, leaking out that Tahoe. I know G Unit's the niggas I'ma ride for. Nah, ho, I ain't stunting nothing that these niggas say. Fuck the rap, I can get your monkey ass lit today. And ain't nobody pick me up when I was pinned down. I'm double checking before I leave out of my crib now. Holding that 40 on me, sunk in the seat. Cause niggas feel comfortable when they getting drunk with they eat. I'm riding around here dirty cause they gunning for my dive. I ain't ducking and dodging, I'm only running from the cops. Spending grand after grand, by the 100 on my watch. Just got another buddy and it holds 100 shots. I ain't never had.
DJ Southside.
You are now listening to DJ Southside.
Hey, you can smoke a spliff with a clip, but there's still no mountain pie, you know. Oh, wide enough to touch the naughty, nappy, nasty nigga, the nasty, trashy, whole happy pappy. That's happy to be nappy. Me and Ben Rock went spots in flocks and groups and troops with timber boots and jail suits. That's how I roll with my hair, do dope. When the will I got won't, and competition ain't dope. Beat you, break you, broke you, smoke you, take you, send you to your little group on mute. Sooner or later, he wanna flip, tell him full, send me half with a dip. And all that other ringling brother shit. Sporty, naughty, hot bod, greater than HOI shit. Slam the flim flam and then jam. You can run, but you can't hide, you can't go far. No matter where you go, there you are.
DJ
DJ Southside.
Minute to the move too, like he looking at me like nigga. I'm like, oh my bad.
Tap the bottle.
Tap the bottle.
The cap.
Tap the bottle like 3 seconds later and shit.
Or like crickets.
But we are back east of the streets. Get the top three ready.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that ready. I seen.
All right, but yeah, man, we just here vibing and just myself and Southside tonight. Shout out to Buffy, man. She says she. Shout out to Buffy.
Buff the Magic Dragon.
She's still part of the show.
That's right.
She just take care of home right now. Take care of personal matters. But
it's a must, man. You gotta take care of home.
Yeah, pretty much. So we just here chilling. We just here vibing, watching the game, doing the show. Shout out to every single person that's listening to us right now. But yeah, so what else is trending this week? Let's see. So we talked about Stan Lee, rest in peace once again, legend.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Once again, rest in peace to Ken Porter. We still don't know the details of what happened.
We don't know.
We don't know, but we will find out soon.
But we got speculation.
Condolences to Puffy and his children and the rest of the family. Yeah. Once again, Freestyle Friday. Freestyle Friday show coming up.
It's coming up.
Artists on the Rock. Shout out to them.
I got something I want to talk about.
And it'll be hosted by yours truly. Also co-hosted by Icy Fashion Junkie. Shout out to her.
So we need y'all. Oh, Rubylicious will be there. She got the kite. She sent me the info. So make sure y'all pull up. We're going to have a strong presence of MCs. This is
that
MC
is Friday,
battle.
November 30th. I will be hosting. I said presented by Artists on the Rise. Shout out to them. Shout out for them. Shout out to them for thinking about me because they could have picked anybody to host the show.
That's right.
And they chose your boy, so I appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
Also, Keys to the Streets is turning one.
Yes.
December 7th.
Okay.
December 7th, we are turning one. Technically, and I know Southside hates when I say this, technically the show turned one June 1st. But due to certain circumstances and a certain station where we was at, we don't want to relive those bad moments, negative times. So we took a break and started over again December 7th, 2017, and we've been kicking off since. Nonstop shows. This is what, show number 48?
That's right.
So we've been doing well since. We have a lot of, you know, our audience grew a lot of followers on social media.
Yeah, man.
We had many showcases. A lot of people showed up, people from different states, from Ohio to Florida, Duval. We had people from California show up. We had people from the South, like different parts of the South show up. And we've been doing our thing, man. So we have a nice audience. And we are being heard in, okay, last time was 64 countries. I don't want to say the number before this motherfucker here start correcting me and shit. Is it still 64? All right. Yeah. Because last time I said 58, he 64. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, nigga, 64.
64. Nintendo 64. Anyway.
Yeah, you see that?
What's up?
Oh, shit, you see it's 420 every day. All right, shout out to 420 every day.
All right, you about to curse me out. Well, I thought your hat said 426. Anyway.
That's the bud in between. That's
yeah. The cannabis. It looks like a six.
You gotta see that. It makes you examine.
Tonight, I know a lot of people are probably thinking about not going to work tomorrow.
Take your ass to work, nigga. Go get that paper.
Hey, I'm off, so it's me and 2K having an affair tonight.
If you don't, a Mexican will.
Myself and NBA 2K will be having an affair tonight. I will be playing my video games for a minute.
Going for that LeBron.
I have not played
tonight.
In a while. I played one quick game last weekend. I think I played one quick game, and I turned it off. But I will be playing tonight and tomorrow. I'm off. I'm relaxing before I make moves in the afternoon. So hopefully I'll be able to drive, not just myself. Hopefully everyone be able to drive on the roads tomorrow. It should be much better.
Should be.
It should be much better. It's raining right now, so which is a good thing.
You got to be with it.
What'd you say?
You know, as a New Yorker, you know, we get this unfortunate. We get all type of extreme-ass weather, so you just got to be prepared, get your kids right. If you was fucking with that nigga all summer and you didn't secure your winter coat, sucks for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So what else we got going on?
We have
the Freestyle Friday. We got our anniversary coming up. What else is coming up so people can know? Oh, the lingerie party?
Yes, lingerie party.
Yeah.
That's going to be happening for the Dons. BBW Bunnies and Dons. That's going down December 1st. So y'all do want to get familiar. Y'all know the vibe. Y'all know we turn the fuck up every time, so tickets are available. They got VIP tickets. They got regular tickets, so it's $25 to $50.
They got Groupon tickets.
They got
all
Groupon
types of tickets.
You can get
all types of tickets.
we're always posting Chunky Too Gorgeous or Cash's Bricks, so you can get at any one of them for tickets. And we also want to let you know that there's a toy drive. I don't have the exact date in my head. It's December. It's going to be happening, I believe, either the 14th or the 21st. So I'll have that info for you soon.
I want parts of that.
Here's what I'm instituting. The flyer for our, for the anniversary event that we're going to have should be ready within the next day or so, by Saturday the latest. What we're going to be doing is a toy drive at the same time, too. We're going to do a toy and coat drive. Then those proceeds we're going to take to the BBW Dons and Bunny's event. They have Holiday for the Hearts. That's going on. It's their second annual event. I was there for the first annual event, so we're definitely going to take the toy drive that we have and merge it with theirs. So we'll be at both events. So we'll have the anniversary show. We'll make that a toy drive. I was figuring we'd make it a toy drive, coat drive for anybody that wants to come and participate. And so if they want to be down with the showcase, and you know what I'm saying?
They I have want to bring part, a toy. I want parts of that. I always want to be part of the toy drive, help out, and just, you know, support a good cause. I also want to be part of
sex toys are included too. So if you want to,
this nigga, come on, son. I'm trying to be serious.
I'm trying to be serious too. Some people may need
sex toys.
Yeah, some people may need a toy.
Really? The fuck? They really do have sex toys and them shits?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not a sex toy drive?
Somewhere somebody's having
a sex toy drive.
They do have it. Not you mention it. Somewhere.
I'm going to
somebody's
Google.
Somebody's probably planning one right now.
Somebody, I'm telling you, there sex is a toy sex drive. Toy drive. It might be a sex sex doll. Toy drive too, you know what I'm saying? Sex doll.
I mean, I guess a doll will constitute as.
I mean, yeah, you could put it together.
Yeah, you could put it as a toy as
or
well.
Or you could have an event too.
That's true.
There was.
That sounds like pure rain.
I just heard of a.
I've never been happier here to rain than.
That's a fact. I just heard of a preacher. Hey, what's going on? Official pawnbrokers in the building. All right, we see you. what's called? There was a preacher. A Jamaican preacher I was hearing, I was on my daily van ride, and they was having what's called Irie Jam News, okay? So, and apparently there was some preacher who denounced, there was this guy, I forgot his name, but he would get on buses and preach the word, and blasphemous is homosexuality and all this other shit, right? He would get on a bus and start doing this, and, you know, be preaching this shit. There's a videotape. Hypocrisy always finds its way on the doorstep of reality. Just want to let y'all know. Yeah, we definitely will. You gotta tune in for that. Play some music. I said my official pawnbroker is like, play some tunes. You just missed the tunes.
Yeah, we play tunes, man.
Yeah.
You tuned in late. How about that? You tuned in late.
Our top three, what's called old schools coming up, so stay your ass tuned. But anyway.
Top three coming up, chosen by yours truly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some old school joints.
Oh, shit, Houston doing anything. Yo, if Golden State loses this game after the whole friction, whew, it's going to be fire in the hole, sir.
Somebody getting punched in the face.
Boogie Cousin going to have to come off right now.
Word. When is he supposed to come back?
Maybe December after Christmas, some shit like that. So, apparently he got caught in a video with a sex doll. I believe I heard them say male sex doll, so.
Okay.
That's kind of crazy. So, I mean, you're denouncing homosexuality, but I guess your argument would be it's a doll, not a human being, but it's still a man, so I'm.
Damn, son.
I'm just trying to figure it out. So, yeah, man, but other than that, people getting ready for the holidays. You just put me on. But you know how you just be rolling sometimes? You don't really be paying attention. Like, damn. I did start buying some preliminary stuff, so I am Thanksgiving ready. I did buy my stuff in. I got my, my little pans. I got my little, my dressing, you know, my little collard greens. I'm getting ready to pick up this weekend.
This nigga's about to get a chef on.
And, you know,
word, next week, man, is going to be a short week. Shout out to everybody who's planning on traveling. Some people are leaving now, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday.
Bitch, be gone.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm chilling, but it's going to be a short week for a lot of people. So shout out to everyone who's getting ready for Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
That's a fact. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my cousin, Molly G Triples, a.k.a. Molly Maul. He just had his birthday. He just turned to 30-30, so welcome to the 30 Club.
Yeah, welcome to the 30 Club.
Scorpio game in the building, so I'm going to be a big happy birthday. Matter of fact, you can call me at the Staples Center for that Sunday game, so.
Show off.
I was like, yeah.
Show off.
It's okay. I'll be there in April, all right?
Oh, yeah?
I'm already making plans, yeah. I got to get the fuck out. Listen, I was in L.A. This is after the chip. Let me if you don't know, sports teams, after they win the chip, ticket prices go the fuck up. And I was in L.A. I was staying right across the street from the Staples Center a few years ago. And this was the year after Kobe and them won their last championship. I tried to get tickets, y'all. I tried to get tickets, but $300 for nosebleeds? Nah, I'm good. And it was no guarantee that Kobe was even playing. That was that year he was up and down with the hurt. Oh, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Good.
You.
No, I was good. I was good. But I will make it a vow this year or next year that I'm going to go see LeBron play. I'm going to go to California, and I'm going to go to the Staples. And I'm going to go see him play. I will be at courtside. I went to go see Kobe his last year, so I will make this happen. That's what it is. Like, I was happy for you. Yo, did you see when they pulled out the Heat Miami uniforms and they did the whole – did you see that game? You probably didn't even watch that game. I was trying to put you on, but so much was going on that they had a Miami Vice, but they had the uniforms black.
Did you just ask me that?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes you can be so wrapped up.
I am wrapped up, but did you really ask me that? Nigga, I want that jersey. That shit is sexy. I got the white version.
I know, but did you see what they did with the court, though, that whole night? I'm going to send you the video.
The fucking court looks. I posted it on Instagram.
The intro. Oh, that shit was crazy, man.
I missed the intro, but I posted the courts on Instagram. The Miami. Oh, my God. That shit. Yo, that shit. They should change their name from Miami Heat to Miami Vice.
Yeah, I know, right? Nah,
that patent, should be kind of dope. That should be dope. The Miami Vice.
Have Tibbs coach, all right? Crockett on the sideline.
I love that jersey. Yeah. Nah, I love that black jersey. I got the white one that I wore on my birthday weekend, but I got white side bitch ass. I want Dwayne Wade. If anybody out there listening and you really love me,
hold up.
If you really love me, I would love a Miami Heat Dwayne Wade jersey, but not the regular Heat jersey. The Miami Vice colors.
Just like
that just came out. They got the old black ones and they got the white ones, but the colors are black, sky blue, and pink. Then they got the old white, sky blue, and pink, and a little bit of black on it.
Yeah.
I got the white one.
That black one is hard.
I got the old white jersey with Hassan Whiteside, which is cool. I need Dwayne Wade. If anybody really loves, if y'all love y'all boy,
right,
for Christmas, I will love Miami Heat jersey. I will be so appreciative.
If you love Jay, get him that shit.
I will appreciate it, and I will owe you big time. Miami Heat jersey, please.
Please.
No, I will shut, nothing will shut me up more than that jersey. I'm telling you right now. As much as I love sneakers, I love my Nike and all that, you get me that jersey, I will shut the fuck up.
You heard? He will shut the fuck up. Get him that jersey, all right? And while you're at it, you can give me that LeBron purple.
And if y'all love DJ Southside, for those who's listening, get him that purple and black LeBron James Laker jersey for Christmas.
The one that they just wore the other night, that shit is flames.
Last night jersey?
Yeah, that purple.
Nigga, that shit look. I was saying that too. I was on the phone with my boy, and I was like, yo. That Laker jersey is hot.
I need the whole uni. I need the shorts and
everything. Nigga, I need everything. The shorts. Well, if I could get the jersey for Christmas, I'll be grateful. Southside, I will buy the shorts myself. I don't care. Yeah. If I could get the jersey, I will shut up. I'll buy the shorts. I get the headbands.
I will work out for a month straight.
And I swear to God, nigga, hey, the minute spring gets here and it gets warm, I'm wearing the entire uniform.
I'll be at GNC every day. You got something to cut these abs, nigga?
Nigga say, yo, you got body fat removing.
That shit behind the counter, nigga. I'm trying to take a short cut. Keyword cut.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I don't know. All right, let's get to the number three song.
Yeah, number three joint, man. We getting ready for this top three. Normally we do top five, but we gonna keep it short.
You are not
top
without.
Three.
Oops, sorry.
Old school joint. So I believe the first one I picked was OPP by Naughty by Nature.
I thought you was going in reverse, but yeah, that's what I thought.
It don't matter.
So Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
All right, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Lost Boys, number three. All right, we'll be right back. Peace in the streets.
Everybody fucking don't give a damn. on the road to the riches, bagging bitches. He's in clubs, taking pictures, drinking finger, always interesting. His lifestyle is rough, well, when he tell, got the shorty named Bad. She stays on the app. He started singing at the age of 17. His heart's made of steel, gave his mind full of green. He got his first house, made the grand 400. Rebuild to get rusty, the other bills to be flooded. And with the leather G, he bought the leather O. The next thing you know, man, he's breaking in the dough. He put his people down, cause say that's only right. For them to get G's, Eminem is mad tight. Set up an organization, organized on the block. Nobody's slinging on the block, hey yo, we got this lock on lock. And it's the lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Some die with the name, some die nameless. It's all the same game. Out in Queens, push the red gold. He's pumping weight. And in out of state, life's a blade. See, your lifestyle is straight. Wait, she's into liquor shots. Sticking blocks, got a shorty on the team. The shorty's into picking locks. Making G's, taking trips, cross seas. Toting up to date, flashing cash, baby stashing. And with the cats that love black and gas. Bulletproof vest, bulletproof baseball hats. I run the boom, stay right, getting high too. Lex coupes and Jeeps, got beeps down on God proof. It's all the same shame. Trying to put my lifestyle in order. The game's mad deep, I keep my feet above the water. Quarter pick, got the wife and kid. The name is hotter than the flame. So off the game I slid. So now I'm into making it with my men. I hustle with my style, cooker works with my pen. Mr. Chiefs representing the gutter. Freaky target and lied up my brother. In the game, they hit you in the brain. And if it was cocaine, believe it, I'm your man.
Someone gets up in his ass. It's the lifestyles of the rich. past. Her lifestyle was living fast. Cocaine, champagne, always pop. Her and her friends making ends whole hop. Liquor shots down with undercover cops. Getting paid, helping cops spray drug spots. Shorties on some wild shit. Getting niggas for they drip from some pretty girl's mouth shit. Her downfall was getting nice. I heard that crime don't pay, but somebody got to pay the price. So who's the one to lose? Baby girl OD'd, overcame when she blew a fuse. You're about to hold the guns in your vest. Buddha's less, may your soul rest. Some you win, some you lose. But that all goes along with the lifestyle that you choose.
The lifestyles of the rich. Some die nameless, all the same game is. Time to move a muscle. See the years 9-5, everybody got a hustle. Lifestyles of the rich. Some die nameless, all the same game is. Time to move a muscle. See the years 9-5, everybody got a hustle. The lifestyles of the rich. Some die nameless, all the same game is. Time to move a muscle. See the years 9-5, everybody got a hustle. Lifestyles of the rich. Some die nameless, all the same game is. Time to move a muscle. See the years 9-5, everybody got a hustle. The lifestyles of the rich. Some die nameless, all the same game is. Time to move a muscle. See the years 9-5, everybody got a hustle. Lifestyles of the rich. Some die nameless, all the same game.
Hopefully we link up this year, boy. Hopefully we link up this year. And yeah, man, we are motherfucking back. Okay, I think I put a little glare on myself, but fuck it. We are back, bitch. Hey, my cousin. Oh, never, bitch. You're gonna have to resend that to me. I had to get a whole new laptop. Half the shit that was on there is clipped. So resend that to me. And you, it's Keys to the Street. NYC@gmail.com. Make sure we play that and get that back in rotation. Shout out to everybody. I have an announcement though. As far as our rotation, we are going to be, this is our first year, so we wanted to do everything mostly sponsored by us and get everything going, get everything cooking. But now we come to a point where we need your help, and that way we can help each other. So effectively December 7th. If you have, we have a few artists that signs up for our monthly 3-song package rotation and to be on the station. If you don't have your fees together, if you do not pay, then we cannot keep your music on. We're only going to keep, if you're an artist and you come to the show, we'll have your music in there for a week, put you on a list, and that's it. But only people who are paying for the stream and for the monthly 3 songs. Sometimes you may catch us. You might have 3 songs, get one free. You never know. But we got to keep the lights on. We got to keep the stream alive. And we also want to make sure we're putting time and effort into your craft as well as ours. So my first year DJing, I didn't charge nobody shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
All pro bono, like a lawyer.
Yeah.
Pro bono. But there comes to a point where you got to feed the kids, nigga. Okay?
Yeah.
So we've come to that point. So effectively December 7th, we're going to be giving out plenty of announcements.
That's right.
The music that you've seen on there.
December 7th.
If you fuck with us, you stuck with us.
Exactly. You already know the model.
We're trying to do all that. But at the same time, we got to make room for
make
artists
room,
that want to pay. You got to pay for your craft.
Yep.
You got to pay
yep.
your way.
Pay your way, goddammit.
Yes, kids can do that event.
Yep. Everybody. Kids, old people.
Everybody. We
dogs,
encourage everybody.
Cats, frogs, lizards, everybody.
Friday, November 30th. So you can come through. Definitely
through.
Be a part of that.
Be there
and on
B-Square.
December 7th, our anniversary is going to be a toy drive, coat drive.
Yeah.
So Keys to the Street is making the Keys to the Street, baby.
Yeah.
All right? So let it do what it do.
Do what it do.
Do what it do.
Do what it do.
Shibbity-boo.
Scooby-Doo.
Shimmy-na-na.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so the Rockets are trying to win a game. Melo-less.
Fuck Melo.
Fuck Melo. Melo's gone. No longer here. He's not in New York. I heard some wild shit. Maybe he should come back to New York. No, hell no. Don't fuck up this chemistry here. I mean, I don't really have
what chemistry.
And shout out to these delusional Knicks fans. Stop rolling up on me. Stop rolling up on my posts. Stop comparing my Lakers to the Knicks. We are not like the same. We are not built like you. We're not like you. Just because we started out slow don't mean we're you, okay? You're a Knicks fan. You're delusional. You don't know how to win. Nobody comes. So stop trying to come for my
Lakers
squad.
Won four in a row and they two games over 500, all right?
It doesn't – listen, the Lakers have 16 championships. Let's do the math here, folks. The NBA been around for 50-some-odd years. The only other nigga is 17 chips. That means the rest of them is divided between, like, 20 chips, bro. The next nigga is the Bulls. So
the Bulls, and then the Warriors, and then Gold, and then, Bulls, and the Warriors.
No. Here's how the list go. Boston, 17. Lakers, 16. Bulls, 6. Spurs, 5.
5.
Golden State, well, now.
Golden State, what's that, Houston. 4. Houston got 2.
Houston got 2. And
but you skipped Miami. Miami got 3.
Miami
got 3. Then Houston.
Houston. And then, damn, I just had to.
Cleveland.
Had
Cleveland. To, Cleveland, nope, they won nope. Ass fucking.
There's one more before Cleveland. Detroit. Matter of fact, Detroit. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I mean, Detroit. Detroit, yeah, Detroit got a few, right?
Yeah, Detroit is up there with San Antonio. Detroit got like 5.
All right, so basically Boston, L.A., Chicago, San Antonio, Detroit, Golden State.
Houston.
No, you keep skipping Miami. Golden State, Miami, Houston, and then everybody else that got one. You got to remember, man, 2006, 2012, and 2013. We have 3. Respect our chips.
Okay, all right. You some new millennium chips. All right, fine.
Yo,
fine.
Chips is chips, all right? Watch your fucking mouth.
I understand. You got 3.
Yo, watch your fucking mouth, all right?
You're a blip on the radar,
yo,
okay?
Yo, watch your fucking mouth, all
right? Boop. Boop. All right. Boop. All right, you're a blip on the radar. I get it.
And the Knicks got 1 from, like, when before I was born.
Yeah, that's
shit.
That's
that so was at 1978. I was born 1980. So come on,
that's horrible, man.
That's horrible. They last time the Knicks won.
Yeah,
I wasn't a thought. 1978.
He wasn't even a sexual desire.
Nothing. I was born 1980.
Hey, Chosen. Hey, what's good, Chosen? We see you, guy. She told me secure her motherfucking ticket for December 1st. She said make sure she got her ticket for December fucking 1st.
Oh,
all right.
Really?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Chosen.
I told her wear less and say less, all right? So this is, and when we come back, we're going to, matter of fact, I'm going to show Jay, that's right, her B-Day is December 3rd. What sign? Is that Sag?
Sagittarius.
Okay, Sagittarius. Sag, yes. Sag gang is coming up.
Better see you there.
Right after Scorpio gang. All right, Scorpio season, we still here. Shout out to all my Scorpios.
Yeah, I got 5 days left. Enjoy it.
5 funky-ass motherfucking days. You goddamn right we're going to enjoy it.
All
right? But
now,
yeah.
Shout out to all the Scorpios. Shout out to all the Sagittarius. Shout out to every sign out there except for Capricorns, Tauruses, and Pisces.
Fuck you, Taurus niggas. Yeah, fuck with you, Tauruses, all right?
I can't stand Tauruses. Y'all motherfuckers
no,
are stubborn.
I love Taurus women.
They mean well, but women. they all stubborn.
I don't
stubborn. Really. Hard-headed.
I know Taurus women. Whew, my guy.
Somebody says Sagittitties. Sagittitties? Really?
Sagittitties?
Instead of Sagittarius, Sagittitties?
I'm on it, bro.
Sagittitties?
No, that's a fact. No, but listen, it's real. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to if you get a chance to enjoy a birthday, all right? I just had to tell somebody real shit. Real shit I had to break down to somebody. Like, listen, they were depressed because my birthday was going, and they couldn't do shit for that person. I'm like, listen.
Oh, South, wait. Real quick, sorry.
Yeah.
I just got a text saying that Kim Porter had a cardiac arrest.
Oh, cocaine. That was cocaine. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Chosen says. She sees us on the big screen. We're very entertaining. You goddamn right. All right. All right, so we just learned that Kim Porter died of cardiac arrest. I was told.
And it's all over the Shade Room.
That's cocaine overdose, nigga. That's when your heart bursts.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. All
right. Cocaine increases your heart. All right, gets the blood pumping and shit like that. So that's what that happened there. They don't want to say, but she was on coke. I mean, that's a rich people's drug. That's the white horse. All right, that's what happens when you get up there. You know what I mean? They don't want to know about no weed.
Cocaina.
I don't give a fuck what. Had the niggas you run into when you get rich, like sniff dick off my coke, sniff coke off my dick, whichever one.
Sniff dick off my coke.
Whichever one fits the criteria. Okay.
Nigga says sniff dick off my coke. What?
Right. Right. That's right. Just sniff, bitch. That's the bottle. But yeah, but not all jokes aside.
What's this, Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, follow me at urbanlegend_0817. You know who I'm talking to.
That's right. Urban like bourbon.
Damn, son.
Okay, I'm sorry.
urbanlegend_0817. Follow your boy.
How many niggas knew what underscore was before 2000? That's what I want to know.
To this day, some niggas don't know what apostrophe is.
What was your face when someone told you underscore the first time? You didn't know what the fuck they was talking about.
They was like, yo, such and such and such, underscore.
I hate the project bitch that knew who underscore was before you. Yeah, my name is Shaquita underscore. What the fuck is that? Oh, that's.
Nigga says Shaquita underscore. What the fuck is underscore? That shit right there. That shit was on our faces though the whole time. I think it had a different name and somebody changed it to underscore. Like, yo, my name is Big Willie underscore 35. What the fuck? What?
But you know, underscore in the, I mean, unless it's a creative name, you know what I mean? Like, yours is a creative name. But, like, I knew, see, this when you know a nigga was lazy. If it's DJ name, then if it has an underscore in it, that means you came late to the party, nigga. That means somebody made an Instagram before you.
What?
Because the first, no, listen, you're defined by that because everyone always asks me, right? How do I find you on IG? And all I say is DJ Southside. Their response, underscore, no, there's only one. It's about five of them niggas, but they got to be underscore. There's one that's underscore slash, just underscore that.
Actually, I wouldn't say my name is creative. My name actually came from an artist's album. One of my favorite artists, T.I.
Oh.
His first album, Urban Legend.
I thought it came from that movie.
No. Well, Urban Legend? Well, it probably is. Maybe he got his title from that.
That's what I'm saying. But
I got it from T.I.'s album, yeah. Urban Legend. The reason why I gave myself that name on Instagram because a lot of people that know me was saying, yo, you know, you like an urban legend. I'm like, what do y'all mean by that?
Yeah.
The way you carry yourself, the way you dress, you're very urban, and you're legendary for that. So you're an urban legend.
There
I was
you
like,
go.
Oh, shit, I like that. So when Instagram first came out, what was that, 2011?
Right.
I was like, I don't know what name to pick. I started picking stupid-ass names and shit, and I was like, Urban Legend, Urban
Nike Legend.
Nah, I could have fucked that shit, but nah, Urban Legend. And
Check Legend.
And I just picked my birthday, August 17th, 0817. So
swoosh, nigga. Underscore.
Wait, I got a good one. Hold on, just do it, underscore. Just do it, underscore 18.
Just do it, just underscore, do it. Oh my God.
Nigga says swoosh, nigga. Wait.
Swoosh life.
Check sign 38.
Check sign 38. It's checkout time.
It's checkout time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ball out till we fall out, Nike. Now play. Nigga said swoosh, nigga. That's funny. Swoosh.
Swoosh, nigga.
Wait, what was the other one you said?
It's tech.
It's tech 38 underscore 1. What?
What?
Let me see. But you know what? I can't stand the people who...
I got you all in check.
I can't stand the people who abuse the underscore. Somebody's name...
If you got three
on Instagram is no. Listen, somebody Instagram name that I'm following, they follow me back from like way back, It's it's underscore yeah underscore man's underscore favorite underscore bitch. I'm like,
that's too much work, bro. That's too much work. Why do I want to write all that shit? Man, if you got like three underscores, I got to unfollow you. Like, I can't even do it.
If you got more than three underscores on your shit, if you got more than two, I'm not following you. And if you follow me, unfollow me right now.
If you mix the O with zero, unfollow me.
If you mix the E with three, unfollow me.
Unfollow. Unfollow. Oh, no, that's Crip lingo, though, I think.
If you mix the A, if you mix the A with at sign, unfollow me.
Oh, yeah, unfollow. Yeah, that just fucks the whole shit up. That's just, I'm always going to say
I can keep, you know I can keep going. Yeah. Oh, wait, there's another Instagram name that also follow me.
Right.
I ate it.
Oh, God.
But they use the number 8.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I ate. Oh, yeah. I can't fuck with that. I can't.
Kind of clever, but no.
Way too cheesy. If any of your handles say they hate on you, unfollow me, all right? Nobody's hating on you.
And if you spell hate with H, 8.
It's only the nigga that you don't want to fuck no more.
H, the number 8, T-E, yeah. Unfollow me.
A-T, oh, God. Oh, God.
Unfollow me right now. Right now.
Wow. And on that note, we're going to go to Slam.
number two joint, Slam, Onyx, Keys of the Streets.
Oh, shit. She said what? She got underscores. Oh, damn.
But you got two underscores. That's fine.
Yo.
We said if you got anything past two underscores, unfollow.
That's it. You got three underscores. I'm talking about consecutive underscores. I know niggas that it's three. Why?
You talking about underscores. Did you follow me?
Oh, shit.
Did you follow me? Huh? Did you? But now, we're going to play Slam, and we'll be right back. Peace to the streets.
Gang.
Boys make some noise and just slam.
What's going on, y'all? That was number two joint, and unfortunately, that would be the last joint for tonight. Unfortunately, due to a circumstance right now, DJ Southside has to deal with. We're going to end the show tonight, but we did get a good hour out of it, a good hour and 20 minutes, despite of the weather. So thanks for tuning in. Next week, we will not do a show because next week is Thanksgiving. So on behalf of myself and Southside, we want to just wish everybody happy Thanksgiving. Those who are traveling as of tonight or tomorrow at some point this weekend or even next week, get to your destination safe. Everybody have a good holiday. We will be back on the air Thursday, November 29th. Thursday, November 29th, we'll be back, but next week we will not be here. We'll be posting a video over the weekend on Instagram, so look out for that. But thanks for everybody tuning in once again, and we out of here. Keys to the streets.
You are not listening to